think the beauty about our community in the Blue Valley School District is that we can all work together.
You're really always just looking forward to just go back to school.
Just to see the pride that people have in Blue Valley School District year after year is so much fun to watch.
You can't find this anywhere else. I am so thankful we live where we live and can have our children in the Blue Valley school systems.
Welcome to BV Unmuted, where we dive deep into topics shaping education in Blue Valley and in our communities. I'm Christy McNerland, Chief Communications Officer. Today we're exploring a crucial aspect of elementary education, the need for more planned time for our dedicated teachers. You know, as classrooms evolve and demands grow, elementary educators, like our middle and high school professional educators, require essential planning periods to deliver the best learning experiences for our children. You know, this topic comes with questions and concerns from parents. Stakeholders in their children's education may have some questions about and concerns about their students being away from the classroom during these designated hours or days. Joining us today is Dr. Katie Collier, who brings a wealth of experience and insight into the dynamics of elementary education. She's been a teacher, principal, and is now a deputy superintendent for academic services. Together, we'll unpack the necessity, the why, for more elementary plan time and address questions we are hearing from parents. Welcome, Dr. Collier.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be back talking about plan time. Thank you.
So let's start with, what is the significance of plan time for elementary teachers? And let's talk about that why. Why is it crucial for their effectiveness in the classroom?
You know, one thing that I know about Blue Valley has this long history of providing an exceptional educational experience for our students at all levels, early childhood all the way up through our high school students and in all of our programs. Behind that are our staff and the quality staff that we have. So I know our staff, in order to maintain that quality that our community has come to know, expect, and appreciate, our staff need time to engage in professional activities that focus on the student learner. And so while we are engaged in this project, trying to study time, it's a study around time that is intended to benefit the student learner and the professional teacher. I can get into that here a little bit further. But at the end of the day, this topic is about supporting outcomes for students.
And by outcomes, in order to support outcomes, that's things like giving teachers time to do those things that professionals do, right? Looking at data, being able to kind of personalize that learning and make sure their own skill sets, you know, are where they're, the things that they learn are where they need to be able to help students. So it's a combination of those two things, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, if I were to drive by schools on any random Saturday, I know I'm going to see teacher cars there. I guarantee the last day of school this year, the next day after that last day of school, I'm going to be in a facility in our district and I'm going to see teachers already engaged in professional learning, preparing for that next school year. So we have staff that are going above and beyond all the time to meet student needs. This time is really about teachers working together to improve student outcomes. So what do I mean by that? We've spent really the last year working with our staff and really delineating plan time and collaboration time. So some of the things that we ask elementary teachers to achieve, and currently right now in what's only 30 minutes a week, we ask them to achieve a wide variety of really activities. Mm-hmm. We ask them to review and analyze student data. We ask them to design formative assessments, or that's assessments, just-in-time assessments to monitor how students might be doing on a particular unit. We ask them to review summative test data. We ask them to design instruction for intervention and support. We ask them to design instruction for extension of learning. And we are wanting them to do that with their colleagues, not in isolation. To achieve just the few things that I've mentioned on that list, They need time to work together. And so at the elementary level right now, where they have 30 minutes a week to do that, that's not enough time to achieve really those goals that I've just tried to outline for you.
It seems like it always comes back to the students and how teachers help students achieve their very best.
Right.
And that's time needed to be able to do that, to kind of do those things you just talked about.
You know, Christy, we have right now the survey that we've put out to our elementary families that would be impacted by this decision. Our families have been providing us great feedback, that they've been asking us questions on this survey. And one of the questions that we've received is, why can't this time, why can't these activities be achieved on the professional learning days that are already on the calendar? And that's a fantastic question.
Great question.
So what I want to do is really distinguish between that time and this time. So professional learning days are intended for the adult learner, if you will, to enhance skill, competency, and confidence in very targeted areas for the professional. So that time is targeted toward the adult learner. This time is actually targeted at student learning through the professional activities we are going to ask the staff to engage in. Are these new activities staff are being asked to do? No. We're trying to find time, though, within their days to achieve this.
That makes total sense. And I can only imagine our elementary principals who have been asking for this for some time, from what I understand, because the topic is really not new. When did you guys first start talking about this?
So we have, we've known this for a while. We've known it's an area that needs attention for some time. We started working with a group on this topic really last year. And actually, as early as last September, one of the things I get to do is work with our district calendar committee. And last fall, we actually went out with a survey. And during that time, we asked an early planning question. And that question was about seeking input from parents around the placement of days on the calendar and what would be preferred. And we asked a question about, would professional learning and other professional activities best be served in the family schedule if those occurred in an early release, a late start, non-student attendance days. And so we already started to gather some feedback last September. And then we have been to our PTO-PTA President's Council. We began teacher focus groups last year. We worked with our instructional design team, who works with teachers at all three levels, so that we could look at really what do we know about the consistency of practices across all three levels when it comes to plan time and collaboration time. And we also looked at what I refer to as industry standard, if you will, throughout this time. And we looked at about 22 districts locally and across the country and studied specifically at elementary, how do districts seek to capture time for their staff for the benefit of student learning? So those are some of the activities that we've engaged in terms of the conversation. And then we got to the point where we had what we believed were two viable options that we wanted to gather feedback from our parent community. So we've gone back out to the parent community again with this survey with these two viable options so that we could look for a pattern in themes and opinions and questions to help inform what will be that final recommendation to the Board of Education at the April board meeting.
Sounds like you have been very thorough in, I think, what started with, you know, research, looking at what other people are doing, asking staff and our elementary teachers, you know, why the need for additional plan time. What happens if teachers don't get this additional plan time? I mean, what does that look like?
You know, I've been asked that question, and I think some of our principals have been asked that exact same question too. What I know is our Blue Valley teachers are going to keep going above and beyond. But I know that if I have time with my colleagues to look at data and we are together and can really analyze the specific needs of students, the instruction we design is now much more targeted, much more specific. We can really dig into how we group students for instruction. It assists us in knowing what type of communication we can provide to parents to help them know how to help their students at home. Really, what we're talking about here is elevating teacher practices for the benefit of student learning.
I hear what you're saying, and it, once again, it sounds like it directly benefits, you know, if I say this to parents out there, it's directly benefiting their child again, so teachers can do the things they need to do in order to come back in the classroom and really do targeted instruction based on what they've learned through that collaboration time and through diving deeper into how students are doing.
You know, I agree with that. If I am a parent at home, I am hearing this, I'm comprehending this, I'm also thinking about our family's personal schedule at home.
Right.
And so we are very much aware that we are seeking to come up with a solution that requires partnership with our parents. And so that is why we have sought to try to find a solution to childcare. So this topic at elementary is always harder than at the other levels because of childcare, which oftentimes is the hurdle to this work in any district that this topic comes up in. And so we have tried to, in our survey, determine what level of need is going to exist for childcare so that we can continue to partner with YCare to provide a solution for our staff and for parents.
So it looks like you're looking for ways and listening to the concerns of parents, you know, who have been maybe hesitant about, you know, what to do with children and then an additional time away from the classroom. So that's something that you guys are very aware of and are, you know, looking and listening to the concerns of parents and addressing those. One of the other questions I think parents would like to know is if they're seeking to understand more. You know, we've talked about the why this plan time is important. We've talked about the research that's been done leading up to it. We've addressed that this is all to benefit students, enables teachers to dive deep and help students meet their fullest potential. And you've received lots of questions, you know, from the survey. Are there any questions that we haven't, you know, addressed that you would like to cover, like common themes that you've been hearing in the questions?
One thing, well, first let me answer your first question. Who can parents talk to if they have questions? Mm-hmm. So certainly we have been responding to emails and phone calls that have come in. But if you are a parent that has a relationship, we know that parents have the closest connection to the school building that serves their family.
Absolutely.
So parents absolutely can reach out to our elementary principals to have conversations. Elementary principals can assist them with those questions, or their child's own teachers can help answer questions and how they would use collaboration and plan time. And so they're absolutely available to assist. The other thing I would mention is that we know that this is also a retention and attraction tool. So while I talked about the fact that this is a benefit to student learning, this is also a benefit to all of us in that it will help us retain high quality teachers at the elementary level at a time where we know that I've done this now 30 years. It's really interesting and concerning to see the decrease in the lack of highly qualified licensed elementary candidates for positions in the district. So this is also about an attraction tool as well. I know we had a situation where we had a candidate we were considering, and that candidate chose a different district because of the time allowed in another district at the elementary level for professional work compared to what we currently are offering. So I did want to make sure I mentioned that.
Yeah, that's amazing that that's so important to our teachers. They know coming out, new teachers, that plan time is important and it's a factor in what district they choose to work for. Mm-hmm. And in Blue Valley, you know, we're known for attracting the best of the best. So we need to keep our game on. And it sounds like elementary plan time is important part of that for those elementary teachers that, you know, are coming out of school or considering Blue Valley.
You know what it is? And that is one thing I've noticed in the comments from our parents in the surveys. Our community absolutely values our teachers. And in those comments as well, while there are expressions of appreciation and support, we have received questions to what you just asked me a few minutes ago about what else have you considered? How have we gotten to these two? So one of the things that comes up, parents are asking us about why can't this time be achieved during recess? Right. And that's a very great, legitimate question when you look at the elementary schedule. So recess time, how those minutes are calculated is determined on direction from the state.
Yeah. There's so many things behind the scenes people don't know about requirements.
Sure.
Who would have thought recess would be one of those?
We've had generous offers because our teachers manage the supervision of recess, right? So we've had offers in this survey from parents that are willing to come assist with supervision.
That's what our parents do.
That is what our parents do, offers to supervise recess so our teachers can plan. We have rules about how much time can be allotted at one time for recess, where recess can be scheduled in the day. So that's just not a viable option to put out there. We've had questions about extending the school day. And so extension of the school day also doesn't necessarily equate to that uninterrupted block of time for the professionals. So there are several things that we have. We've turned the rocks, if you will. We've turned the rocks prior to getting to this point.
It's probably not a scenario where you guys haven't worked or talked through or researched to determine if it was a viable solution.
I would absolutely say that is true, but not every elementary parent has had the opportunity to sit at the table with
us
during all those conversations.
That's right. And that's so why they'll have questions.
That's right. And that's why I've appreciated those questions, and we've engaged in answering and helping individuals understand why certain options aren't being utilized or offered as a solution.
And I'm going to start wrapping things up. So if there are things you might be thinking about that we haven't talked about, you might put those in the back of your mind. But my question here is, like, what can parents do to really collaborate and help us understand and support us in regards to the need for elementary plan time? What are we really asking of our parents? What can they do to help?
First of all, we have an amazingly supportive parent community. Hands down, that is a hallmark of Blue Valley. So I would ask for that continued support in all the different ways parents express that appreciation to our staff. So that would be my personal ask. Secondly, I feel we have a responsibility to our parents in knowing this touches family schedules at home and the routines of students. We have a responsibility every month, no matter which option we end up going forward with, making sure that we report through our principals and teachers every month how that time was used, accountability, if you will, in terms of how we're going to use that time. And if parents don't see that from us or have inquiries about that as we implement a plan beginning next school year, I would encourage them to ask us about that so they fully understand when their students aren't present in school, that they understand and have an accounting from us, if you will, about how we use that time that we ask them to partner with us on.
Communication going forward. So how can parents continue to kind of stay in the loop and the progress of this initiative?
So we are going to look at extending the survey. We've had great response so far. We will extend the survey that's out there for families from the 14th of March, and it will be closed on the 20th of March to give parents the opportunity to consider pondering this prior to completing the survey if they haven't already. Our building principals will send communication to families when a decision has been made. We will make sure that we communicate well in advance prior to the close of the school year what dates and times will be impacted next school year to allow for parent planning. And again, I would say reach out to your school building if you have additional questions.
Read that communication that comes to you from your school, from the district, and I'm sure even a podcast like this, please share this with your circles of influence and your neighbors if they have elementary children, because I think it's a good way for them to learn more about the efforts and the benefits these efforts have to your child. Are there any other questions that I haven't asked or things that we haven't covered that you think is important for them to know on this topic?
We knew prior to sending out the survey, this was a significant topic that was going to generate quite a bit of parent feedback, and we value that feedback. And we really are just looking forward to moving forward these next couple weeks so that everyone can plan really accordingly. So thank you very much for your time. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this a bit further, to provide some clarification based on some feedback that we've been getting through the survey. So thank you.
Well, I know your parents, you know, our parents appreciate that we're listening and we hear the concerns, and, you know, we are giving additional time to provide feedback. So be sure to take a look at that survey and provide your feedback there. And we'll continue to communicate and share the progress of the work. Thank you, Dr. Collier, for the time you and your team have invested in this initiative and this time for teachers. And appreciate all you do for Blue Valley. And that wraps another edition of BV Unmuted.
Thank you for listening to BV Unmuted, the official podcast of Blue Valley Schools.